The United States has enjoyed an extraordinarily long period of economic growth with very little inflation. There have been setbacks caused by high oil prices, the attacks on 9/11, and the dot-com crash. But in general, there have not been the wide swings from high inflation to deep recession that were common in past decades. Despite this good news, there are two major economic problems with this growth without inflation. First, the beneficiaries of this growth have been principally the very rich. The gap between the very rich and working-class Americans has grown. At the same time, workers' health benefits, if they are lucky enough to have them, has shrunk. Those at the bottom have seen no increase in the minimum wage. The high price of housing is a special stumbling block for young workers trying to move into the middle class. It has become very difficult for young families to become homeowners without the help of wealthy parents. This is not fair. A just economic system extends its benefits to all in society, especially those most in need. If the economy itself does not do that, then the government must intervene to correct the imbalances through tax and spending programs that distribute the wealth. This is simple justice consistent with Catholic social teaching. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of American Magazine.